Welcome everybody, shir number 806, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. So an interesting question, we know there's a concept, we're in the middle of the bracha of Bar Nefashos, right? We're trying to go through the various different ins and outs of the wonderful bracha of Bar Nefashos. We spoke about what it's all about, some of the meanings of parts of Bar Nefashos. Now the question comes up, if somebody is eating, let's say, something that shahakol, or eats, or drinking something in conjunction with when you would need a bar pri, or eats, in conjunction when you would need a bar nefashos, like you're eating an apple, right, drinking a coffee, again, and if somebody ate the right amount, drank the right amount, or whatever the case is. Okay, so now the question is, if they went outside, let's say they went outside of the building in a time and place whereby they went outside and now it's a real shinoi makim, and as we know, the halachas of shinoi makim in reference to shahakol, bari pri adama, bari pri eitz, one would have to, when they come back in, they need a new bracha. You went outside the building, went down the block, or whatever the case is, you come back, you're middle of the coffee or whatever, you need to make a new bracha. So that's an important thing to keep in mind. We went through all those halachas in reference to the halachas of shinoi makim, but that is going on the bracha rishayna, the first bracha. Okay, fine. So we established that fact. Now, what about the after bracha? What do we do with the after bracha? For example, let's give an example. Somebody's eating an apple, and they're eating an apple, fine, very good. And they have a coffee, right? So they eat their apple, they finish their apple, which is a bar pri eitz. And now they're drinking also a coffee, and they'll drink the right amount, whatever they need, right? Like we spoke about, they'll drink their 3 ounces, preferably in 2 sips, 2 gulps, or b'dieved, at least between 2 to 4 minutes. So they drank the right amount, they ate a kazayas of the apple, b'chdei achilas pras, between 2 to 4 minutes. So they ate the right amount. Now they are required to make a bar nefashos. So the person finished the apple, and maybe they made a shahakol on the coffee. But now let's say they had to leave the building. They went outside, right? They went and had to run to the neighbor. Something took place, whatever. They came back in a few minutes, so you need a new shahakol on the coffee. Or on the apple, you would need a new ha'etz. But let's say the person finished the apple. Fine. He finished the apple a few minutes ago. He ran out. He comes back and makes a new shahakal on the coffee, right? Or he'll make another shahakal on the coffee. So now the question is, could I make when I'm done with my coffee and I drank the right amount and I ate the right amount, could I make one bar nefashos for everything? Because, you know, we learned in the past shiurim, that you can make one bar nefashos. The Shulchan Aruch tells us, Mishnah Berurah tells us, you can make one bar nefashos for everything, right? I drank my coffee, I drank my soda, I ate my apple, whatever the case is. When it entails a bar nefashos, for Adama, Eitz, Shahakol, and those brachas all entail the bar nefashos, so I can make one for everything. It could be for the drinks, it could be for whatever I ate, all during that eating session, one bar nefashos, as long as I'm within the time frame, which is 72 minutes. Okay, so we spoke about all that. But now the question is, I left the building, right? I went out in the middle, I finished my apple, and my coffee was sitting there, so I came back, either I had to make a new shahakol or start fresh or whatever, and I continue drinking, and I'm within the 72 minutes, and no problem at all, it's within whatever the case might be, even within a half hour. So now I have to make a bar nefashos. So do I say that, one second, maybe there's a problem on the bar nefashos on the apple because I left the building, right? I did an action of shinoi makim. Good. So I'm in the middle of drinking my coffee. So I need a new shahakol, right? Because I went outside. But what about the bar nefashos on the apple? Did I lose that? Or do I have to make that separately? Or could I still make, the question is right now, could I still make one bar nefashos, right, to cover my apple and to cover my coffee? So because of the fact that I did a shinoi makim, right? I left the building. Is it still good for the bar nefashos? So the Sefer Yitzhar Halachas brings down, yes, it's no problem. That same bar nefashos you could still cover, even though you went outside, it would still be able to cover for the other food, let's say for the apple and the coffee when you came back. It's just an example. It could be going on anything. I mean, you could have an apple and an orange, right? You could have a cup of soda and a cup of coffee. It doesn't make a difference. But the question is, could my bar nefashos when I come back still cover the item that I finished drinking or eating before I left the building? Also cover the item that I'm eating or drinking when I came back into the building? Okay, so he brings down, no problem. That's fine. You would need a new bracha rishayna, but not a bracha Achrayna, which is the bar nefashos. So he brings that down in our siman Reish Zayin, Sifka Ois Katan Yud Beis on the bottom. He says, he brings from Magen Avraham in siman Reish Yud, And he says, he brings from the Magen Avraham, Reish Yud, Seif Sifkat and Aleph, that filu misha yotze lachutz, that even somebody who went outside, in other words, they did a act of Shirei Makam, they went outside the building, right? Or any other act of Shirei Makam, which would require a new bracha. We spoke about in the past, room to room, b'di'evid is no problem. One should try and have a mind, but b'di'evid, you went room to room, you don't make over a first bracha. But person went out of the building, left, and that's it, and they came back in a few minutes, they need a new bracha. Even though somebody went outside in the middle of their eating, right? They ate their apple and they want to now eat an orange. They came back and whatever the case is. The point is over here, again, that they finished eating something where they need a burn of fashis. Now they went out and they came back. They made a new bracha on something else. Could that one burn of fashis help? So he says, yeah, lachutz. They went out in the middle of their eating session. That they would, right? In a case in time where it's a real shinoi makam, a real act of change of a halach, change of place, whereby shechayev levarech shenis bracha rishayna, whereby there's a chiyev, they must make over the first bracha, right? If they're in the middle of their apple, middle of their coffee, whatever, just an example. Mikol makam, he says, bringing the Magen Avraham, mikol makam, it's tarif shneihu achilais. The two eatings, right? The one before they left the building and the one when they came back would get connected together. Mikol makam, it's tarif shneihu achilais l'shir kezayis l'shchayev bebracha ach Raina, to a, in other words, for the, and they would have to make the bracha achroina. And he even says more, l'shir kezayis, even though you might have eaten, maybe I'm eating an apple and I ate half an apple before I left and I ran out, I don't know, for 2 minutes, right? And I'm with him and I still ate a kezayis under a 4 minute period, so even that would count. But okay, well, leaving that alone, that's a little bit more complicated, but simply, I don't want to make it get it too complicated, but be it as it may, mikol makam mistar from shnei achilas l'shev kizayis l'schay bebracha achreina, a bracha achreina would help for everything. That's what he says. In other words, just to make it easy, as long as a person ate, the bottom line is, as long as a person ate a kezayis or drank a revius, whatever the case is, between 2 to 4 minutes, under a 4 minute period, even though they might have ran out and they come back in and they need a new shechayv levarach bracha, shenis bracha mishana, they need a new bracha mishana, a new first bracha because of shinei makayim. But as long as they have a kezayis within the, under the 4 minute period, or the revius, but the evid under the 4 minute period, they could go ahead and make a barei nefashos. The bottom line is that the barei nefashos is not totally, doesn't depend on shinoi makam. That's only for the first bracha. But as far as the after bracha, the barei nefashos could still be made, and it would all be connected as one, and they would only need one barei nefashos, as opposed to, you know, thinking, well, maybe I'll make a barei nefashos, I have to make a barei nefashos on what I, the first time I left the building, or before I left the building, whatever the case is. Be it as it may, one barei nefashos would cover everything. Bottom line is, even though there's a question of shinoi makam, and they need a new first bracha, but the after bracha barei nefashos would still cover everything. Thank you for listening. Atzlacha and bracha kol tov.